It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you the action tonight from the Forside Fieldhouse. Welcome, Jordan.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. Looking forward to an interesting night. Going to be a good, fun MAC game here.
Yeah, and hopefully everyone had a great holiday break with the Christmas, and Happy New Year's to everyone, and welcome to the 2024 campaign for the Indians here. So hopefully it'll be a little nicer for us than maybe the end of the 23 campaign.
That's right. Hopefully we can regroup here and get started back on the right track.
Absolutely. We do have MAC action here tonight at the Forside Fieldhouse as the Versailles Tigers comes into our Fort Recovery, meet the Fort Recovery Indians here tonight. And let's take a break here and listen to some sponsors from our Wayne IGA pregame show.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, bulk and casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork chops. And their steak bundle has cube steaks, plus ribeyes, New York strips, and T-bones. Stop back at their meat counter for more details. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
All right, and we're back here again at the Forside Fieldhouse as the Versailles Tigers, with a record of 4-2, coming in to take on our Fort Recovery Indians, who are 4-6. Both have opposite records in the MAC, but both have played one game. Versailles is 1-0, and Fort Recovery is 0-1. As Fort Recovery fell to Parkway back on December 15th, 33-30. And Versailles opened up their season playing a MAC game against New Bremen and beat them 48-36. And Justin, looking at the scores a little bit of Versailles, what kind of stands out to you?
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, we were just talking a little bit too, going back and forth. And, you know, there's some good teams obviously on there. You know, we try to compare the Versailles game and Fort Laramie game. Versailles beat them by 10, where we had a close game with Fort Laramie losing by 1. You know, we haven't seen likes of New Bremen yet or Salina. I know me and you both seen them on film. So it's going to be interesting. You know, Versailles, they lost to Salina by 1. They beat New Bremen by 12. So it's interesting to see what we're going to get out of the Versailles team today.
Yeah, you know, similar to the Indians, they lost some key players last year. You know, obviously we know we lost Kel Ramon, Daniel Patch, and Landon Post. You know, Kel Ramon left his mark here on Fort Recovery history and Fort Recovery basketball. And, you know, at the same time, Connor Stonebreaker did the same thing for Vercells.
Yeah, very much, very much.
And, you know, I was fortunate enough to actually get to see that young man a couple times already as he's playing basketball up at Hillsdale Division II in the GMAC. And he's currently hurt right now. I saw him the other day in a boot and asked him what was going on and said he twisted his ankle pretty good. And I was doing some x-rays on it on a Tuesday. And so he's been in a boot now for, I think, a couple weeks. And so hopefully he can get back and get playing college basketball again, as you know, as Cal Ramo is for us as well. So
yeah, him and Cal, they had quite the race there towards the end of the year with MAC Player of the Year. So yeah, hopefully wish that kid well for sure.
Yeah, and then you know, again, a little bit in the 2023 campaign of our season, the first half. You know, we have a 4-6 record for our Indians here, but you know, and we kind of finished on a rough start, or a rough finish, I should say, to the year as we finished 0-4 with losses to a very good Marion local team, St. Henry as well. And then, you know, playing Lincoln View on a three-game, three-night stint did not help that situation at all. Is we were short on a lot of shots, missed a lot of layups. We out-rebounded. I think we had 16 offensive rebounds and not much to show for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a sign of fatigue and legs as well.
Yeah, and then you come back 2 days later and then you play Arcanum.
Yeah, and, you know, they weren't great, but at the same time, they were good enough. They had a good sophomore led by Regan Christ,
who I
happen to know real well. His brother had played with Daniel in travel baseball, and he's a basketball guru, plays high-level AAU. And so I know he's a real good player for them. You know, started as a freshman. He's probably has close to 400 some points already in his career. So, you know, he was a nice player. Had 19 points on us, and we just kind of have been struggling to score.
Yeah, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see if Coach takes a different approach tonight, or if he's going to, you know, still stick to some of the stuff that we're doing to see, you know, if we can get some of those kinks worked out and kind of go from there.
Yeah, we're about 5 minutes away here from tip time and the national anthem and introductions and all that. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here again. Just looking at some of the stats here that we were given with, you know, our Fort Recovery Indians. You know, leading scorer for the Indians right now is junior Briggs Overman with 7.7 points a game. And then coming next in line is Rex Leverett with 7.3 and Gavin Fowler with 6.8. You know, of those, what kind of stands out to you of those of our top three guys there, Jordan?
You know, kind of a couple different things. You know, each player offers you something different. So, it's hard to compare them all, you know, especially when you talk about the guys that are, you know, you got guys on your team that are spot shooters. You got guys like, you know, Briggs Overman. He's shooting 51% from the field. You know, stuff like that. I mean, great pull-up jump shot. You know, and then you got guys like Gavin Fowler. He's kind of your garbage man. He's the guy that tries to clean up around the hoop, and he's the one that gives you that physicality. So, you know, you get something with everybody different. Rex, you know, he's a great leader, good senior leader, and, you know, you need all those things. So hopefully we can get it all put together and, you know, really start showing. You know, some of the numbers, too, are deceiving. You see some of these kids, and you know as well as I do, some of these kids are good shooters, and you just hope that they can start figuring it out and, you know, hit some of these shots for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think that's maybe the disappointing thing a little bit so far coming into the year is that, you know, we know these guys can play. You know, five of the five seniors were on a, you know, a district district team last year that got beat by Marion, you know, at the buzzer. And those guys played some meaningful minutes. And, you know, we're just struggling to put it together. And when you start looking at some shooting percentages, you know, those numbers aren't real good right now. And, I think that's the biggest difference. As we had talked coming into the campaign, you know, right now, you know, our opponents are averaging 44 points. We're averaging 39. If you say, hey, we're holding MAC opponents to 44 points, you would say, we got a good chance to win a lot of games. And unfortunately, just right now, you know, those numbers just on the other end of it is not really good right now, averaging 39 points a game ourselves. And then when you start looking at percentages shooting, you know, we're 48% from the foul line, we're 26% from the three-point line, and we're 37% from two-point range. And so, you know, you're not going to win a lot of games when you don't shoot the ball very well. And then the shooting, obviously, is the name of the game. You know, I'm a defensive guy, but at the same time, and I know you are too, but at the same time, you got to score more points than the other team when you're not winning. Yeah. And so, you know, we're kind of struggling. And hopefully we get some legs under us. I know coaches changed some stuff up with, you know, changing the offensive up, trying to get more movement. And, you know, Daniel and I sat and watched that thing the other day, and we're like, I thought our movement looked so much better. I thought we got a lot of ball movement, a lot of player movement, and hopefully that will pay for all for us tonight.
Yeah, well said. You know, and like we said before, you know, I hate hearing any doubters about it because I know we both know how well these kids can play. And, you know, if they're a group and they get it figured out and get it put together, watch out.
Yeah, and, you know, it's obviously the MAC is an uphill battle, right? I mean, we're on the outside looking in on that thing, and, you know, I don't know if we worry about that. But, you know, I think the season has a long road ahead, and hopefully we have a chance to, you know, build some confidence as we get going here in the 2024 campaign. So let's take a break and have some introductions, and we'll be back for starting lineup.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their Grab and Go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right. Again, Brian Patch, Jordan Winter bringing the action tonight from the Fort Side Fieldhouse. And it looks like, Jordan, we got a little ESPN action going on.
Yeah, it looks like you know what? They pulled that off pretty good.
They sure did. We got some boys over there dressed up in shirt and ties and the ESPN sign up. Pretty nice atmosphere here for MAC basketball to start the 2024 year off.
Yeah, definitely. Good student section tonight, too. You know, I mean, you always like to see a lot of fans, especially for the boys. You know, you can't beat playing in a good atmosphere.
Absolutely, on a Friday night. Jordan, you want to go ahead and give us the Versailles starting lineup?
Yeah, so for Versailles, they've got, they start two seniors, one junior, and two sophomores. Starting off, number two, A.J. Griesdorn. He is a forward, 6'3" senior. They got number three, Ethan Wilker. He's a sophomore, 6'1" forward. Number five, Drake Arns. He's a guard. He's also a sophomore, 6'1". Jace Watrin, if I'm saying that right, a junior guard, 5'11". And Carson Heikamp, number 24, senior, 6'5" forward.
And if I remember right, the Griesdorn kid is probably one of their best players returning from last year, if I remember, and the Arns kid is a guard as well.
So. Yeah, I believe the Griesdorn, he's been playing since he was a sophomore up at the varsity level, and yeah, really nice player, so.
Yep. And for Fort Recovery, a little bit of a different starting lineup here tonight, Jordan.
Yeah.
So, Reese Guggenbiller was sick in our last game, had a 102 temp, didn't get a chance to play, so we inserted Briggs Overman into that lineup, and you know, now Briggs is staying in there. He's our leading scorer, and Reese is back, and Alex Dews is not starting, so. And we got Carson Heikamp, 6'5", senior, jumping for the Tigers, and Rex Leverett standing in at 6'4", for the Indians, so. And tip will be controlled by Versailles. Up down the floor real quickly. Misses the shot. Up and no good. Offensive rebound. Blocked from behind by Rex. Indians got lucky on that one, Jordan.
Yeah, they did. That was Versailles did a good job trying to push quickly, but somehow Fort Recovery managed to get the ball back here.
0-for-3 or 0-for-4 on that trip. Indians have the ball. Rex throws over to Briggs Overman. Open three in the corner. No good. Versailles has a rebound.
Ethan Wilker up to Jace Watrin for two.
Pushing quick in transition.
Yeah, they are.
Indians have got to make sure we get back on defense. Quick 2-0 start here for the Tigers. And at least the mentioned the 10-cupboard tip-off here. And first quarter sponsored by Fort Recovery Insurance. Troy Holman has the ball in the left-hand wing. Reese Guggenbiller has it up top. Looking for Gavin coming off that flex cut over to Rex Leverett. Thought about a three and lets it go, and short on that one. That was a shot he hit the other night to start off for us. Was almost in that exact same spot.
Yeah.
So.
Number five, Drake Arns, bring the ball down the floor. I wonder, is that the relation to the other Arns?
It's not brothers, but maybe a cousin or something.
Okay.
Indians are in their 3-2 defense. Overman's guarding the wing there. Troy up top in the middle. Arns has the ball, throws it over to Watrin. Yep, Watrin gets it inside to Griesdorn. Back up to Arns. You know, the Versailles Tigers had a late start. They don't have many games in as we do, but, you know, they had a successful football season. So
yeah.
Coming off of that, that helps a little bit. Success breeds success. Griesdorn had the ball inside, kicked it back out to Wilker. Back up top to Arns. Arns no look pass to Griesdorn. Dumps it down inside to Heikamp. Skip pass over to 12 Watrin for three. No good. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. Driving baseline. Kicks over to Heikamp. Three on the other end. No good. Fowler clears the rebound for the Indians. Troy Holman quickly down the floor on the right-hand side. Stop. thought about a shot. Shot fake good up and under move. Just came up short with that. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Turns it over. Tigers in transition. Nice pass ahead. Three in the corner.
Wilker, no good.
Yeah.
Rex Leverett with the rebound.
Well, Roussel's isn't going to take any shot clock violations, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would agree.
Rex Leverett drives and jump stop, fires up shot, no good. Heikamp with a rebound. Indians have had some good looks, Jordan. We just can't capitalize right now.
Yeah, we're not making our shots right now.
Drive on the baseline by Wilker, loses the ball. Coach Leverett says, hey, let's slow it down. This is a little sloppy here.
You know, between both teams, I'm shocked there's only 2 points, honestly.
We've had a lot of quick possessions and short possessions, just not many points right now. Again, Fort Recovery Insurance, first quarter scoreboard. The Tigers lead 2-0 with 3 minutes gone. Gavin Fowler gets the ball inside. Jump hook. Up and no good. Offensive rebound. Gets fouled. So Gavin Fowler will be going to the free throw line.
And I like this kind of new motion offense, you know, with the tight cut underneath the hoop. I think if we hit these guys and have better passes, it's going to help create a little bit better shot.
Yeah, we get a lot more movement, a chance to break guys down. We have more cutting action, so we have chances to lose guys multiple places.
Yeah.
So Gavin Fowler steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line. He cashes in on that one. 2-1, Tigers lead. Eisenfly is the second one, no good. Reese Guggenbiller knocks it out of bounds, so it's going to be Tiger ball. Indians extend that 1-2-2, three-quarter court here.
Arns and Watcher with the ball up top, passing back and forth. Ball over to Arns, looks for a shot at the free throw line, nothing there. Back into Griesdorn. Griesdorn post up, twists around. Looks like it's blocked by Rex.
I think that's his second one of the night. Arns has the ball on the left-hand side. Swings it over to Waltrin. You know, it's a different Roussel's team than what we've seen. Usually that 6'7 Stonebreaker's in
that's
there.
That's right.
You know, right now, I mean, granted, Heikamp's 6'5", but he don't. I mean, not a little bit different size between him and Stonebreaker. He was MAC Player of the Year last year. He was well put together, so.
Yeah.
Deep three and calls glass. Banking hours must be good in Roussel's. 5-1, Tigers lead.
It's kind of like that Jokic three. I don't know if you've seen that the other night.
No, I don't watch that deal.
Rex Leverett with the ball at top. Over to Troy Holman on the wing. Nothing there. Tries to skip pass over to Rex. Looking for that cutter.
I thought we missed Rex a little bit if we would have saw him coming off that. He has a chance to get open. Nice drive by Briggs. Takes it up strong, but no good. Roussel's has numbers if they push it in transition, which they are. And up and good
by Watrin.
Yeah. 5'11 junior scores his first points.
You know, Troy, I like the idea of the charge, but he's sitting too deep under the hoop.
Yep.
You know, when they're taking off, it's too hard to get that call right there.
Yeah. Troy brings the ball back up top. Setting up some offense here. Troy swings it over on the right-hand side to Briggs. We get Reese coming off that shuffle cut. Back up to Rex Leverett up top. Throws it in to Gavin off the flex cut. Takes it up strong, and they're going to count it.
Nice. At first, I thought he had another step in there. I thought they were going to call travel there for a second.
Well, I think Coach Frank was wanting it called, but, you know, they... I think, actually, the official down low, I think, was waiting for maybe the travel call. And Steve Trout says, no, let's call the foul.
Right. So,
Gavin Fowler got the hoop in the horn, so goes to the free throw line and hits that one.
Nice free throw.
Yeah. Gavin Evers checks in for Gavin Fowler, and Alex Deuce checks in for Reese Guggenbiller. So right now, Gavin Fowler has all four of the Indians' points, and they jump right back into that 1-2-2. Soft defense, basically make him take a little time. Heikamp has the ball on the right-hand side, drives baseline, kicks it over, and Briggs over him and gets a steal. Pushing quickly ahead in transition.
Oh, I like that pull-up right there.
Yeah, I did too. I thought he was going to let it fly. All right, now Indians getting organized. Troy's setting things up, and that's one thing he does great as a senior leader there, Jordan.
Yeah, he does. He does.
Gavin Evers has... Evers says the ball up top, swings it back to Troy. Dribbles across the top of the key there. One thing I noticed, a couple of our guys have been wiping their shoes off a lot. Troy just did that day. He was dribbling there.
Yeah.
Floor is slick or what, but definitely know it's not human outside. Troy has the ball on the right-hand side now.
He's guarded by number 21, James Schmidtmeyer. He checked in for Wilker.
Again, 2 minutes to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. 7-4 Tigers. Rex thought about a three, gets it inside to Gavin Evers. Left unguarded, up
nice
off
shot.
The glass. And that, again, that's a cut and some movement we were not getting last week, Jordan. So
yeah.
I think that change Coach Leverett made definitely is getting some movement for us. So Gavin Evers is the recipient of that offense. Alex Deuce is guarding Harnes up top now. Nice split. Drives in. A little floater. Good
nobody
move by that sophomore.
Yeah. Yeah, he split it, and then nobody came up to help.
Nice crafty move there by him. Giving him his 5 points on the night. Alex Deuce kicks out to Evers. Over to Overman. Drives in on the runner. No good. Quick rebound ahead to Griesdorn. Up and 2 points for him. Just didn't get back in defensive balance for the Indians as we drove in, and that's something you got to have here tonight because it looks like Vercel's going to take care of that if we don't. Troy sets us up again here. Hand off to Overman on the right-hand side. Back screen, swinging the ball, tried to get it to Leverett inside, kicking back out to Evers. Indians swinging the ball up to Holman. Coming back for Briggs Overman on the right-hand side. Hand check called
on Schmidtmeyer.
5'11 junior James Schmidtmeyer gets his first foul. Eli Leonard sees action for the Indians tonight for the first time for the junior. Replaces fellow classmate Briggs Overman.
And for Versailles, number 15, Gabe White checks in for the first time tonight. 6'3 senior. And number 3, Wilker, also checks back in for Schmidtmeyer.
So for the Indians, we got seniors Holman, Leverett, Dews, and juniors Leonard and Evers on the floor. Eli Leonard, who just checked in, receives the ball on the right-hand side. Up to Leverett. Over to Holman. On the left-hand side. Let the offensive happen with about 33 seconds here on the clock. Indians might go for one.
I like the action. I think some of our guys need to wait a little bit for that screen to come. We're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we're moving the ball before they are there. I agree with you. Which happens sometimes when you first set up an offense and guys trying to figure that out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
15 seconds here. Coach is calling one shot. Troy's driving in. Again, senior captain right here, point guard Troy Holman has the ball. Leverett shot fake, drove in, kicked over to Gavin
shot.
Evers. Long. Griselis has a chance to get up a shot at the buzzer, and no good. So after the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard, Indians trail 11-6. Jordan, your thoughts?
You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, I think if Fort Recovery hit a couple more of these shots, you know, it's a tight game, you know. The thing that does scare me about Versailles is they're pushing it quick and they're not afraid to get to the rim. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here.
All right, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kopp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kopp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. Again, the Versailles Tigers playing here against our Fort Recovery Indians. And after one, the Tigers lead 11-6. And our second quarter sponsor is Kalp Pharmacy. And Jerry Kalp, I'm sure, is proud. He has a grandson out there, hopefully going to be playing for them. And Marcus Briscoe, number 13. So if he checks in. Cox Deuce has the ball. Wide open three up top. No good. Again, that's one of those we've got to be able to hit. Mason Diller also checks in. Troy Holman has the ball up top. Again, Alex Deuce is one of our leading three-point shooters on the year, making 9 threes for us right now, shooting 25%. Gets the ball inside for Gavin Faller, and they're calling a step. I love the aggressiveness out of Gavin Faller here tonight.
Just that short little step got him.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Indians hop back in that 3-2 defense. Kind of slowing them down a little bit. Griesdorn has the ball on the right-hand side over to Arns.
Sales still trying to figure out the defense here.
Yep. It's kind of a 2-1-2, actually.
It is.
Kind of shift.
You know,
three
Troy,
there by Watrin.
The way Troy drops down in that middle, and then all of a sudden he'll come back out. So it's kind of a, you know, and it's not a bad look if you're, if, you know, if you communicate well and you talk. Yep. Letters with the ball. Pass over to Diller. Diller attacks the rim. Blocked by Griesdorn. Good look.
Yeah, and that's one of those things you don't see a lot of kids nowadays when you drive in like that. Shot fake.
Yeah.
And then
right.
that opens up the step through coming back the other way against the grain, kind of just that defender gives you a chance to score off of that because you know most of the defenders are going to try to block it. So
any junior high kids listen, you've heard shot fake plenty of times. So Sales attacking the rim. Arns and one.
Yeah, that was just not great defense. We didn't stop the ball at all for the Indians, giving up an easy transition layup and then also the foul on top of it. So not a great trip there for the Indians. As we got a host of Indians getting ready to check in. Briggs Overman, Reese Guggenbiller, Rex Labrette replaces Holman, Leonards, and Diller. So that leaves Alex Dews and Gavin Fowler on the floor with Labrette, Guggenbiller, and Briggs Overman. 16-6, Tigers lead. 6:36 to go in the second quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. And misses that on the Hall Brothers free throw line, but gave up an offensive rebound.
Got lucky there. I thought it was Bush on us.
Yeah, I did too. I thought that's what the whistle was blown for. Fortunate on that one. Turnover on the Tigers.
Versailles going into a 1-2-2, and they're going full court with it. We break it. We get the ball down, Alex Deuce, and we got it back.
Yeah, lucky on that one as well. Alex Herrera has the ball up top. Swings it over to Briggs, over to Reese. Reese lets a three fly, going to be long. Labrette comes down with a rebound, got hammered. Depends on which Tiger they're going to call it on. Could have been Arns or Griesdorn. Yep. Arns picks up his first foul, first on the Tigers.
You know, Steve Trout, he still moves pretty dang well. As long as he's been in a ref, I tell you.
Yep. Nice cut there, gets blocked. I think that's Griesdorn's second block of the night as well. You know, he's 6'3". He moves well and pretty athletic.
And, you know, as small as they are, I mean, size-wise, they're pretty physical. Playing a pretty physical game right now.
You know, really, but no one besides Marion really has a lot of size.
Yeah, this is true.
So 6'3", 6'4", is decent size, I think, nowadays.
Yeah,
seems like.
I guess I'm just used to the back in the old days. You get some kids that are
because you're from
you know
Marion.
those linemen. You know,
you're from Marion. Everyone's huge there.
That's right. Go back way back. Tim Durson's big boys.
Indians retain the ball. Ah, we just missed Reese Guggenbiller. Wide open. Briggs got the ball out of bounds.
Nice corner three. No good.
Rebound Tigers. Looking to push ahead in transition. Deflected. And it's going to nope. Out.
Ooh.
I thought Reese had it still, but ends up just knocking it out. Still good defensive play by Reese Guggenbiller there.
Arns taking the ball in for Versailles. White flashes, nothing there. Back up to Heitkamp, top of the key. Finds Arns. Arns over to...
blocked by Rex, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
That's his third one of the night.
And Gabe White steps on the line, and it'll be Fort Recovery ball.
White had checked in there.
Troy Holman walking the ball down the floor. Trying to get everything organized here. Indians really need a bucket.
Yeah, we do. We can't let this thing get too far away.
Yeah.
Just because we've been struggling to score. So Troy drives in. 15-foot pull-up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Step through there, Troy. Possible foul. No call. Knocked out. Go to the Indians ball. That's one thing Troy does a great job is rebounding for a point guard in his size. You know, I came into practice over break and watched a little bit. And I just his toughness is unmatched.
And I tell you, he gives 110%
the whole time. Throws over to Reese. Getting Briggs coming off that shuffle cut up to Rex. Gavin followed. I think Rex needs to swing that to Troy and then hit him.
I agree.
Almost deflect the pass in. No good on it. And Reese got a rebound. Puts it ahead to Troy. Attack that gap, Troy.
I think Versailles' help side's too good. I agree with you. If we get out to that wing, you're going to have a lot easier entry there.
Well, and when we trail, knocked out there, be in his ball. But when we trail, when they're trailing that, we're throwing behind him instead of leading because it's hard to lead it from up top.
Yep.
We just need to reverse the ball more to the wing and have a better passing angle. You know, as a post player, usually you always tell guards, if you can see their chest, throw them the ball.
That's right.
And if you can't see their chest, don't throw the ball. And you really can't see their chest off of that cut. So.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, Holman has the ball up top for the Indians. Shade ticks here, under 5 minutes to go. Again, the Indians have not scored in this quarter. And Versailles has put up five, so right now we're losing the quarter 5-0. Ball screen action from Rex to Reese, up top to Gavin, over to Briggs. Ball screen coming this way. Versailles has seen this a time or two. This is Coach Bayshore's ball screen action on the side, which Versailles have ran a lot because that's what Versailles used to run when Bayshore was there. Their holding call should be on the Tigers. Yep. That's going to be his second, I believe, on Schmidtmeier. Third team foul for the Tigers. Rex Leverett was posting up hard there.
Gabe White checking back in. And Eli Leonard's checking in for the Indians.
Placing Gavin Fowler. And in comes White for
Schmidtmeier. No, Schmidtmeier's still out there.
Watron.
Yep. That floor really must be driving him.
I was waiting for him to shuffle his feet on that. Good drive by Briggs Overman. Gets the foul in the basket.
And he's a kid you really got to get going right now in the game. I mean, as much as he's given us on the offensive side, we really got to get him working in there.
You know, he's our leading scorer coming to 7.7. He's had some big games for us of late. Been our leading scorer, I think, in almost every game the last five or six games. And that's one thing he can do is create his own shot. We need more of that tonight. Cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him 3 points, 9 for the Indians, 16 for the Tigers.
And you know what's impressive, too, for Briggs? You know, he's shooting 51% from two. And most of those are jump shots. You know, they're not easy layups.
Yeah, and they're not easy turnover there for the Tigers, and they're not easy jump shots.
Yeah.
Their hands in the face, some acrobatic turnaround spins, and some pivots. And he just is crafty. I like his game on offense.
Yeah.
Troy has the ball again, bringing it down. Indians getting organized here. Trail by 7 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Backdoor pass from Alex Leverett. Throws it up too hard. Nice pass by Troy Holman, though. Arnes has the ball for the Tigers on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Waltrin. Back to Arnes. Back to Waltrin. Lets the three go. In and out. Oh, and Griesdorn tracks the rebound down. Should be Tigers ball. Yep.
Yeah.
Good hustle there by A.J. Griesdorn.
Three, Ethan Wilker checking in for number 13, Marcus Briscoe. He slipped in there on us. I didn't even notice.
No, me neither.
Arnes checking the ball in. Out to Griesdorn at the top of the key. Ball over the wing to Arnes. Trying to survey the floor. And Coach Swank trying to get something set up here. Try to set a backside screen for Griesdorn, get the ball in the post, and the Indians knock it out.
I think Marcel's just struggling a little bit to figure out what we're in and how they want to attack this.
And you know, in high school basketball, when you have a switching defense, you know, it makes it tough on the offensive side for anybody to figure that out. So good move there by Coach Leverett.
Nice pass inside from Arnes. That young man for a sophomore is pretty crafty. He's got 9 on the night, game leading scorer.
Gives him, 9.
18, he has half their points right now, and followed up with Watron has 7, so they got 16 of their 18. Foul on the Tigers. Going to send Eli Leonards, the junior, to the free throw line. Eli misses the Hall Brother free throw.
We need them.
Gavin Evers checks in for Briggs Overman. 2:38 to go. Highs and flies. The second one cashes that one in. Gives him his first points.
Cuts that lead to 8.
And 2:38 to go in the Cal Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. The Tigers of Versailles have 18 and the Indians of Fort Recovery have 10. Let's take a break.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Cooler weather is coming, but there are still plenty of grilling days left, so get in to Wayne IGA and take advantage of the best deals on steaks in the area. They have T-bones, ribeyes, New York strips, and ground chuck, loose or patties, pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breasts, leg quarters, whatever you want for grilling. And they have over a dozen brands of barbecue sauce, including Wendell's Barbecue. Take advantage of the nice weather while it's still here and get grilling with great steaks from Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
Indians extending that 3-quarter 1-2-2. Trying to put a little pressure on Brissell. Orange walks it across. It's the Tigers organized here. Watrin over to Griesdorn. Back up to Watrin. Back over to Orange.
Gosh, I thought he was going to pull up right there. That would have been volleyball line right there.
Yeah. Maybe his cousins, or if that's who they are, would have. Kyle and Justin. Trying to get the ball inside the high camp. Matter of fact, you know, Kyle went to Michigan State to play. Justin went to Ohio State and then transferred out to Loyola Marymount. So graduated last year.
Yeah.
Watchman has the ball over to Griesdorn. Tries to split the defense. And they're going to call foul on the Indians. Gavin Evers picks up his first foul. Getting ready to trigger the ball in. The Indians do host Botkins tomorrow. Fort Recovery Radio and NFHS will be broadcasting those games. If you want to tune in or stop up and see the Indians and Botkins play.
Orange attacks the rim. No good. Off the side of the rim. Indians get the rebound. Troy Holman pushing the ball up. Center of the floor. He rotates over to the wing. Gavin Evers with the ball screen. Nothing there. Troy attacks, retreats, attacks again. Spin move. Pulls up jump shot, nothing there. Rebound by Heitkamp for the Tigers. Griesdorn pushing the ball up the floor. Attacks, foul on Rex Leverett. Maybe shooting two.
Yep, that's Rex's first foul. One thing I noticed of Versailles is as soon as they get a rebound and they know they got secure, their wings are out and running.
They are. They fill them lane lines real quick.
And they just quickly outlet that sucker and let them just go.
They do.
That was a great tack by Griesdorn as well, kind of letting defense settle back and protect the basket. No one really stopped the ball, and he drove and got fouled. So,
yeah. Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19.
Griesdorn, second shot. No good off the back of the rim. Briggs Overman with the rebound. Troy Holman bringing the ball down the floor. Trying to get things organized here. Out to the wing, over to Briggs Overman. Briggs gets the ball screen from Rex Leverett. Nothing there. Rotates over to Reese. Back over to Troy on the corner. Dribbles up. Back over to Rex Leverett. Over to Alex Deuce. Ball screen look. Pulls up for three. Got it. Big three there by Alex Deuce. Definitely a guy we need to get hot here. Brings the score 19 for the Tigers, 13 for the Indians. Arns bring the ball up the floor. Back over to Arns, trying to figure things out here. Waterman with the ball. Back to Arns, shoots a wing three. No good off the back of the rim. Briggs Overman with the rebound, pushing the ball. Takes the ball down the middle. He gets fouled. Bringing the Indians to the free throw line.
Yep, great attack by Briggs Overman right there.
It was, and I'm happy that, you know, we had that guy in the corner, but the angle he had, I don't think he would have been successfully made a good pass. So, great attack. Looks like we have both Gavins checking in, Fowler and Gavin Evers.
Briggs cashes in on the Hall Brother free throw line.
Rex Leverett will be coming out, and looks like Gavin Evers will be taking out the shooter, Briggs Overman, here once he's done making this.
Giving Briggs four on the night. Eisenfly is the
got
second
it.
One. Giving him five on the night.
Brings our Calp Pharmacy scoreboard 19-15. So Indians are starting to make a narrow that gap a little bit, and Coach Swank's going to take a timeout.
Yep, chip it away. Let's take a break with them here, and we'll be right back.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. Get 26 seconds to go. Versailles leads 19-15 over our Fort Recovery Indians. And Orange is walking the ball up for Versailles.
We're in our half court 1-2-2. Drops back now into our 3-2.
Got Heikamp underneath. Got Waltrin coming out off the screens by Griesdorn or Heikamp. Catches it. One dribble. Throws over to Griesdorn.
Good defense.
Steps through, kicks over. Is he going to get it off for Watson? Fade away three.
Got it.
The buzzer and a foul. Foul on Gavin Evers. That's a costly
that
mistake
is.
There for Gavin. 22-15 right now with a chance for Waltrin to add another point to make it 23-15 if he can hit this one.
Heck of a shot there for Waltrin.
Yes,
wow.
It was.
That's a tough make.
No one on the free throw line. Hardest free throw to make. Dribbles a couple times and no good. So at halftime, we see the Versailles Tigers lead 22 over our Fort Recovery Indians with 15. And the Indians had a decent quarter, even though we're trailing, Jordan. And we got outscored only 11-9 in that quarter, a lot closer than what the first quarter was, which was 11-6. So.
Yeah, you know, 7-point lead, really. I mean, that big three, that kind of hurt us there with us, them only having four, you know, being a 4-point lead. But, yeah, definitely going to be an interesting second half for sure.
All right, let's take a break from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and stock ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac Automatic Standby Generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here. We're being entertained by our Fort Recovery cheerleaders. And, you know, this is something, Jordan, that we haven't really seen a lot of cheerleaders over the past. And, you know, a lot of flips and building. And I know our cheerleading coach, Jennifer Stanky, has done a lot of, pushing, I guess it would be the correct word to say, is trying to get the MAC to allow cheerleaders to build and to do some stunning and some stuff like that. She was a Jay County cheerleader, I know, and had a lot of success there on their state championship cheerleaders, and she's trying to bring that here. And so that's, I think, something that's cool to bring some atmosphere, you know, into our games, and hopefully you can draw some crowd too. So
yeah, she's very dedicated too. I mean, we dealt with her a lot last year. She was the junior high cheer coach or instructor, and she's done some great things with these girls. So.
All right, so let's recap here a little bit of the varsity game for the boys. Again, Vercells is leading right now, 22-15 at the end of one is 11-6. Vercells at the end of two, 22-15. Again, they outscored the Indians 11-9 in that quarter. Leading scores for Vercells, Jordan?
Arnes has 9 points, and their leading score right now is Jace Watron with 10, and then A.J. Griesnorn, he has 3. So only 3 scores for the Tigers. You're in the locker room. Hopefully we can limit those guys a little bit and force some shots for those other players are there. So,
yeah, for the Indians with our 15 points, Gavin Fowler is leading. Actually, Briggs Overman's leading the way with 5 points. Gavin Fowler with 4 points, 3 for Alex Dews, Gavin Evers with 2, and Eli Leonard's with 1. So, again, kind of the moral of the story right now is the Indians have just been struggling to score. And you know, Coach Leverett made a change with the offense, and I really like the changes he made, getting a lot more movement. We've gotten some really good looks. We just haven't been able to capitalize. So.
Yeah. And, you know, like kind of we talked about, too, you know, hopefully they can tweak a few things and maybe get some better entry passes, you know, get that timing figured out. You know, as well as I do in the game of basketball, detail and timing is everything. So.
Yeah, and if you're watching on FHS, you saw our cheerleaders. That was high action packed. A lot of action right there and intense action for our cheerleaders. And kudos to our JV boys for helping out as well, trying to get things set up for them. In JV action, we saw the Vercells Tigers come away with the win in that one as well, 45-37. At the end of one, our Fort Recovery Indians led 11-7. Indians outscored the Tigers 12-9 in the second quarter, taking a 23-16 lead. Third quarter was not kind to the Indians as we got outscored 20-3 to trail 36-26 in that quarter. And then Indians did outscore the Tigers 11-9 in that fourth quarter, but just came up a little bit too short, again losing 37-45. Leading the way for the Indians was freshman Brody Bargy with 13. Fellow classmate Breaker Judy added 10. Sophomore Reese Lefevre added 6. Grant Fortcamp, freshman, chipped in with 4. Doug Ben and Hayden and Seifring, both sophomores, chipped in with 2. And, you know, watching our JV team play, Jordan, you know, I really like, you know, what our future holds with that JV team, you know, in particular those three freshmen that I think do a great job, outstanding job, in Brody Bargerbricker, Judy, and Grant Forkamp. But they have a nice mix. You throw Hayden in there, great defender, does a nice job of handling the ball with Grant, defender, makes the extra pass, just plays really hard, all around kind of glue kid. And then Reese Lefebvre is a kid that can knock down some open shots for him. So.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And, you know, I can't give those guys enough recognition, you know, especially when you see kids in the offseason working on their game. Well deserved by them for, you know, making the JV level. And hopefully those kids, along with some other boys, you know, continue to put that season, that time in the offseason. And, you know, all I can say is it matters, you know, so.
You know, definitely. And, you know, if you want to become a good basketball player, because really in the season, you work on being a good team. You don't really work on a lot of individual skills. And I know that maybe sounds weird or odd or a little bit, but you're doing so much more team stuff and team-oriented stuff. And really, players are built in the offseason. And, you know, that's where if kids want to get better and be able to, you know, do some things and have an expanded role in the offense for their team and help their team out, the offseason is where you really got to work at it. And I know, you know, a couple of those freshmen really put a lot of time. And that's sad, some of these guys on the varsity team as well. But,
yeah,
you know, I just know, talking about the JV team here right now currently, that some of those guys really put some time in. And, you know, it's great to see that hard work and effort paying off for them.
So. Yeah. You know, I always go back to that old saying, you get what you get out of what you put into it. So with that being said, hopefully some younger boys are listening and they understand, you know, it takes a heck of a lot of time to be a good basketball player. So,
yeah. All right, let's take a break and we'll be back for the start of the third quarter.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with a Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
And back here again at halftime, as Versailles Tigers leads 22-15 over Fort Recovery Indians. Jordan, we were talking before we came on air, actually. You know, I was watching the JV game on NFHS before I came up and sitting with Stella, who got home from basketball practice, and we had two games going on at the same time, watching NFHS on our phone, and on TV we were watching the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball team play Caitlin Clark. And I assume you've had a chance to see her.
Oh, yeah, very much, very much.
I mean, is she not impressive?
Oh, I mean, she would make some college boys players. It would make a question. I mean, she is such a good shooter and a pure shooter. I mean, it's incredible, honestly.
Well, she's set a record for assists. You know, people say, oh, she's a ball hog. She shoots it all the time. Well, she just set a record for assists, so it's hard to say that.
Yeah.
You know, she's up there in steals. If you say she don't play defense, it's hard to say that. You know, and on top of it, her scoring, and she could come back.
Oh,
you know, I know when she got the first pick, our girls are so excited. That was one of their Christmas gifts, was Ohio State, Iowa tickets, so they could go see Caitlin. And actually, Iowa basketball tweeted something out about, show us your Iowa gear. And so I tweeted a picture of our girls getting their gifts, and Caitlin Clark responded to our girls.
No way.
Yeah, she responded to our girls on social media.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our girls were so happy. My fifth grader was like, Caitlin Clark knows who I am, Dad.
That's great. That's great.
Brussels got the ball to start the third quarter here. Quickly gets it over to Watchman, who has finished the second quarter off with the three and starts the third quarter off right where he left off, hot as could be.
Giving him 13.
That's someone we got to make sure we do a good job of finding tonight. We just haven't done that yet.
You know, we kind of just talked about a little bit about, you know, trying to limit the guys that, you know, they're only three scorers right now. So,
yep, he's one of those other guys along with sophomore Arns.
Brings Overman over to Rex Leverett in the corner. Back up to Overman on the wing. Trying to get things here a little organized. Rex with the ball screen. Our ball screens aren't very tight. That drives me nuts. Yep. You know, I think if you can utilize that ball screen a little bit better instead of all these guys pinching them, you know, you create a lot more opportunities for yourself, let alone the guy rolling.
Yeah, especially for, yeah, if they switch that, we get Rex in on a guard inside or Gavin on a guard, which is an advantage to us. And if they don't switch it, then we got Briggs and Troy and Reese and those guys coming downhill.
Yeah.
Reese was swarmed there by three Tigers, and it's going to be loose ball turnover on the Indians. Watchman has the ball pushing ahead in. For Russell, stops. Ooh, missed a couple guys. We got lucky there. Heikamp thought about it. Three turns it down. Kicks over to Arns. Again, Drake Arns, the lefty 6'1 sophomore, is doing a nice job controlling tempo in the game here for Russell. Gets the ball back up top. Splits the defense. Loses the ball. It's going to be Indians' ball.
Jump ball there.
Good defense there by Gavin Fowler. Getting a tie up. Again, Indians trail now by 10, 25-15.
Troy Holman walking the ball down the floor. Pass through the wings to Briggs Everman. Back to Rex. Rex looks for the shot. Nothing there. Ball fakes over to Troy. Back to the top. Gavin Foley. Wanted to throw it. Got the backdoor cut. Ah, a little tight. Passes a little behind him. And it looks like they got Waterman on the foul there. Got a little hands.
First team foul on Brussels.
I keep saying Waterman. It's Watchman.
Yeah, it's Watchman. Right. We'll forgive you.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Troy Holman's going to trigger the ball in for the Indians. Getting Gavin Fowler inside. Got drugged on the arm by Wilker. Name we haven't called a whole lot for Brussels. Gavin Fowler goes to the Hall Brother free throw line. Ironically, third quarter scoreboard is Fowler Mechanical. Gavin Fowler cashes in on that one. He is the tied Briggs Overman with leading score for the Indians with five and hits that one for six.
Big free throws.
Yeah, Gavin Fowler is the leading score for the Indians with 6 points.
Indians back in their 1-2-2.
Giving us 17.
Arns with the ball, top. Gets a ball screen from Heikamp. Nothing really there. Over to Watchman. Three. No good.
Good box out by Gavin Fowler. Pushes ahead to Reese Guggenbiller. Lets it fly. No good. That's a shot. We guys just need to be able to get some confidence going. Offensive rebound for the Indians. Troy Holman sets it up for us. We just have a hard time getting on runs, trying to get buckets and stops. We can't piece them together.
Get up there.
That's one of those where Gavin made a nice move, but I like to see him come on balance more off of 2 feet and power up off of 2 feet.
I would agree.
That way he has a chance for the and one versus just kind of wildly throwing it up there.
You know, any more kids, they try so hard just to get the and one, then they forget about the initial bucket, you know?
Yeah.
They want that foul.
And that's something that, you know, Gavin playing in MAC basketball, this is his first year playing high school basketball, we'll learn too as the season progresses.
Oh, I agree.
Misses that second one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Brussels with the rebound. Arns has it on the right-hand side.
Indians cutting that Brussels lead to 7.
Just got to keep chipping away on that thing.
Yeah.
Over to Wilker on the right-hand side. Back to Arns. Drives over. Loose ball. Picks it up. Nice little fake. Almost got a steal on the other one was Wilker. Got lucky there. Giving Arns 11 on the night. Rex thought about three, drives in. Loses the ball. Wilker has a chance. Nice pass to Watcher. Nice gets blocked by Gavin Faller. Good hustle by Gavin getting back. Watcher drives in, throws into Griesdorn. Gets the bucket. AJ Griesdorn giving him 4 on the night. Coach Leverett takes it. Giving him 5 on the night, excuse me. Coach Leverett takes a timeout. Let's take one with him, and we'll be right back again. Versailles, 29. Fort Recovery, 18.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
We're back here in action. Ox Deuce has the ball on the left-hand side. Rex throws it over to Rex, turns the ball over. Watchman pushing ahead in transition. Throws ahead to Wilker. Goes up and travel call. Maybe we got lucky on that one. Yeah, looking at the scoreboard, Versailles Tigers has 2 guys that have scored 24 of their 29 points.
Yeah. You know, like we were saying before, chipping away at that lead, and you know, how quickly did they score those 4 points?
Yeah, it was quick. Again, that they can score in bunches, get out and push the ball hard in transition. And that, again, that's what you need. You got to be able to go on runs, and that's just something we're struggling with.
Yeah.
Deflected pass there. They get a turnover right here. Watching with a little floater, no good. Gets his offensive rebound. And going to lose the ball. Good defense there by the Indians. 3:55 to go here in the Fall of Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. And you can start to see some frustration on the Indians' face, too, in body language, is kind of slumped shoulders, kind of feeling sorry for themselves, which is not good right now. Swings it over to Briggs Overman on the left-hand side. Over to Alex Dews. Trying to get Gavin Evers or Rex Leverett in the high and low post. Rex has the ball in there. Goes to drive in there. Drives up.
Nice.
Great finish by Rex Leverett, given his first basket of the night.
Great reverse layup.
For our second leading scorer, 6'5", senior. Indians trying to trap and put some pressure on him. See if we can turn him over, maybe speed the game up a little bit. Arns does a nice job. Throws with Wilker back to Arns. Watchman over on the left-hand side in front of Coach Swank. Dribbles back up. Back to Arns. Swings it back to Watchman. Back to Arns. Nice drive. Got split. But Troy Holman ends up getting a steal. Pushing ahead. Over to Rex. Inside to Gavin. Gavin Evers, nice move. It gets blocked by Heikamp. Heikamp pushing ahead. Lost the ball. We got a scrum on the floor. Jump ball is going to be Brissell's ball. Yeah, that's one of those moves you just didn't need to make between the legs. Yeah. Just keep going if you're that young man.
You don't get that option too often.
No, I would say probably not. He does a great job of rebounding and outletting, though. I will say that.
Yep.
Him and Griesdorn both do that.
The Tigers check the ball in Arms.
Getting lead by 9 here with 2:40 to go.
Over to Briscoe. Check in here.
Again, that's
Briscoe over to Heikamp. Corner 3 for Heikamp. No good. Rebound by Gavin Evers.
Good box out by Gavin.
Pushing the ball up. Alex Dews over to Eli Leonard. Nothing there. Back up to Troy. Troy Holman trying to get things organized. High wing over here, Alex Dews. Over to Rex Leverett, top of the key. Nothing. He attacks. And they're calling a shooting foul on Griesdorn. So Rex Leverett will be shooting 2.
AJ Griesdorn picked up his second, team's 4th. Rex Leverett steps to the free throw line. Rex is a 53% free throw shooter, and hits that one on the Hall Brother free throw line. Big hit for him. Hopefully get some confidence going.
Gavin Fuller checks in for Gavin Evers, and looks like Mason Diller's going to come in for the shooter there, Rex Leverett, once he's done finishing this free throw.
His third one, and Marcus Briscoe goes out again, Jerry Cobb's grandson. Rex hits that one, giving him 4 points on the night. Indians extend that pressure, three-quarter court, basically just falling back, waiting maybe to find a trap one here and there. Arns breaks it, has the ball up top, going to swing it over to Watson.
Cut this lead to 7 again now, so hopefully we can hold on to it and keep chipping away.
Yeah, it was a little higher. 7 is what it was at the end of the halftime, and that's where it is right now. Mason Diller gets in, ball pressure right there, which is okay. Our first team foul. Coaches applaud that effort. Playing hard, getting after it. It's a little bit different play if you got 4 fouls, but since we had none, we can be aggressive with that.
And I think Versailles is honestly struggling a little bit with our defense, and you kind of see they were willing to hold the ball there for a good chunk of time, and
looked like he wanted to catch that across the backcourt. Didn't realize where he was. Watching for 3, no good. Tipped up by Griesdorn. Good hustle by Troy Holman, tracking it down. Need a bucket here in the worst way. Cut this thing down to 5 or even 4. Eli Leonard has the ball. Over to Mason, up top. Got it in to Gavin Fowler. Go to town, Gavin.
Oh, I should have went quicker than that.
Yeah. Misses it. Good hustle by the Indians. Mason Diller gets the ball.
Should be Indian ball.
Yeah, going to be jump ball. Indians ball. 1:11 to go. And Fowler mechanical three-quarter scoreboard. 29-22, Indians ball.
And, you know, what we were talking there with Gavin Fowler, if he does that, a short fake instead of going up so high, makes it a little bit quicker. He should capitalize on that shot.
Holman triggers the ball in. Over to Eli Lennis for 3. Short. Good hustle. Tracking it down for the Indians.
Big bucket here for the Indians. Really helped this team out.
And a holding call.
And that's number 5, so that should bring the Indians to the line to shoot 2. That new foul rule.
Big play there for the Indians. Got to cash in here, Eli. Steps to the Hall Brother free throw line. Eli Leonard's only shot 2 free throws on the year.
I got to give a shout out to my son Nolan here.
Tracking some popcorn for dad. A couple of Tigers coming in. Briscoe's coming out. Also is Schmidtmeyer. Wolker comes back in. Eli Eisen flies and hits that
nice shot. Indians back out in their 1-2-2.
Get a turnover there. Ooh, almost. Good hands by Eli Leonard. Just couldn't corral the ball. Arns has the ball. Right now, I think we're making him a little uncomfortable right now.
I think
so. Hopefully, we can get a stop here and get a bucket. Momentum's going to shift. Arns has the ball up top in front of Coach Swank. Coaches are trying to get guys matched up. Looks like they're definitely holding with one shot with 15 seconds here. Coach Swank just says, hey, no hurry, boys, just hold it. Watchman has the ball on the right-hand side, hit a big 3 to start or to finish the quarter. Arns, that just got pushed by Eli, 4.4 seconds to go.
That's all right. You know, we got 1 foul. Absolutely. They're not going to the line. I like that move.
Yep. As I was trying to get it out, Watchman hit a big 3 to end the second quarter, hit a big 3 to start the third. Make sure he doesn't hit a 3 here to end the third.
Yeah.
Watron got it right there.
Ooh.
Contested. Good defense there by Eli Leonard.
Very shocked why he didn't pass it to Arns in the corner.
Yeah, he was wide open. Good quarter for the Indians there. We trail 29-23. Little momentum hopefully coming to the Indian side. We'll be back.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Indians got outscored the Vercells Tigers there, 8-7 that quarter to chip into it. One thing I noticed, they're looking at the scores and trying to make sure my numbers add up, Jordan, was I realized Briggs Overman did not score that quarter, and he was our leading scorer going into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they kinda know who's our scorer right now, so.
Yeah, that's someone we gotta get going here this quarter if we want to have a chance to win.
Very much. What scares me too, you know, I like our defense that we're playing, but we're going to have to start putting some more ball pressure because they're going to just run this quarter out if they can.
Ironically, you say that. That just popped in my head when I saw them. Nice pass inside to Arns. The Greens going for two. I was thinking the exact same thing when I saw him sit there and get very patient on offense with that.
And we both know that hasn't happened yet this game.
No.
As quick as Versailles likes to go. Briggs Overman with the ball in the corner. Tries to attack, nothing there. Rotates the ball back out to Rex Leverett. Rex to Reese. Passes over to Eli Leonard. She fakes, nothing there. Another rotation around to Troy Holman. Troy wants to do something. Back to Rex. Rex shoots a three. Got it. Big three there by the senior Rex Leverett. Brings our score 31-26. 5-point lead here for the Tigers. And
gives Rex 7 on the night.
Hopefully gives us the Indians some momentum here. Still, they're still being super patient. The Tigers are. And
again, we cut into that. Now it's a 6-point game here for the Indians. Arns has the ball closely guarded by Overman. Over to Troy Holman. Arns starts to drive in. Nice pass.
Wow.
Good look, good court vision for that young man. Over to Wilker for 2 points.
Attack the paint and dished it to Wilker. Great look for them. Rex Leverett with another pull-up three. No good.
Short on that one. Kind of a heat check there for him. Nice pass inside. Good extra pass over. Good crash by Wilker. Going to get the foul and the bucket.
Right there, that's one of those hustle plays that you just can't give up.
Yeah, we just got beat on the glass doing the extra little dirty work. It was Ethan Wilker, the 6'1" sophomore.
And, you know, we're talking about chipping away at that lead, and here they, you know, if they make it here, it puts it back to a 10-point lead.
You know, and also looking at this roster, they're playing a lot of sophomores and juniors out there. They only got two seniors that are really getting to play a lot. Missed free throw there, and that's Carson Heikamp, who just missed that in Griesdorn. So they're going to be pretty good here in the future.
And Watson, he's already, only a junior, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're not already, but still. Overman drives in there and gets fouled on the shot. Going to be shooting two free throws here.
And hopefully, you know, Coach Leverett and the Indians here, hopefully we get a little bit more urgency and start really attacking the rim, get some better looks here.
Briggs steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line and cashes in on that one. You know, the one thing they, kind of the new saying goes around is called getting kills, right?
Yeah.
That's getting stops in a row. You want to get, if you can get three stops in a row, you get a kill. They say percentages, if you get 7 kills in a game, chances of you winning is like 80-some percent or something. And that's just something we just haven't done a great job of tonight, is gotten multiple stops in a row.
I would agree.
Briggs does hit that one, giving him 7 on the night.
You know, I'd love to see what our success for percentages from, you know, a turnover ratio to scoring ratio is, because I feel like when we make a team turn the ball over, our next high percentage shot's not usually a good shot. So
Watson has the ball, being very patient right now, the Tigers. Watson thought about it, throws back up to Arns. Basically, they're going to spread us out here and take some.
They're going to really value this possession, aren't they?
Drives in, nice no-look pass inside.
Wow.
Carving it us up right there on that nice backdoor cut is A.J. Griesdorn. Good pass from Arns.
And defensively, you know, that's a hard thing to beat. You know, you're trying to stay disciplined and diligent in your positioning. Alex Deuce takes it to the hole, no good. Rebound there by Versailles.
Good hustle play by Rex Lovrette. Does get it off of him, but they're saying Rex was out of bounds when he did it. Good effort there by the senior. Looks like we're going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's take a timeout with them, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. This new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
And we're back. Again, 37-28. Tigers lead with 4:47 to go here on the K&L fourth quarter scoreboard. But Jordan, right now, what do we got to do to get back in this game?
I don't know, an awful lot. I know one thing. We got to get the ball to the rim and look to score. You know, don't get me wrong, defensively, we're talking a little bit about trying to stay disciplined, and they're doing a heck of a job on their back cuts. But, I mean, we're going to start fouling here, trying to get them in some tough positions. And
we did jump out of our zone and go straight man here, which is a good decision. Griesdorn, possibly a double dribble right there, a loose ball, but they said nothing. Arns has the ball on the right-hand side, dribbles over, hands off to Watchman.
We really need a lot of ball pressure, you know, and hopefully we can get some good help side when they attack. Griesdorn with the ball here on the wing, passes over to Wilker. Wilker over to Arns. Finds Griesdorn on the block with an easy bucket for the Tigers.
We're just getting killed on that back screen off of that. Arns finds Griesdorn.
And
that
that's
combo is a deadly combo.
Yeah.
Indians down by 11 now, 4 minutes to go.
See, this is what I don't like. Right now we're getting stagnant with the ball, holding the ball at the top of the key.
Drove in, got knocked away. Recover back. Guggenbiller for three. No good. Griesdorn gets ahead to Heikamp. Misses the dunk. Hopefully that comes back and haunts him here.
That would be nice.
Holman has the ball on the left-hand side over to Deuce. Thought about a three. Drives in.
Nice look.
Good drive by Alex Deuce. Giving him five on the night. Lead now nine for the Tigers. Watson has the ball over to Arns.
We got to get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Got to get a count there, Alex. Always though, just set and hold the ball. Arns has the ball close to the guard by Holman. And Troy's going to take a foul right
I tell
there.
You, for a sophomore, he plays like a senior.
Yeah, he's pretty smooth with the ball. He definitely is in control, under command, knows what he's doing. Definitely runs the show well.
And Briggs Overman checks in for Reese Guggenbiller. 3 minutes here on the K&L Tractor scoreboard. Good ball pressure here by Troy. Stay attached to him. I don't like that.
Yeah.
So Troy and Gavin, they switch off them, and Arns tries to beat Gavin Fuller there on the dribble, and they get the foul on. Actually, they called that on Rex, didn't they?
Yep, his second. No foul trouble, really, for the Indians out there. 2-2, 1-0-0. So almost got a steal for Fowler. Heikamp has the ball over to Griesdorn. Back to Heikamp, back up to Watchman. I'd say Arns and Watchman are going to hold the ball a lot here for them. Try to get a high ball screen here for Griesdorn. Comes off of it. Jumps it by Leverett. Good call. Reach in foul. Now that's Rex's third.
Brings that to our fourth team foul.
Next one, they'll be going to the line to shoot two.
And honestly, I'm assuming, I shouldn't say this, but you want Heikamp to get the ball to foul him, go to the free throw line?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen too many free throws by their guys yet.
I don't think I want to see Walter and Arns or
I don't have
Wilker.
Any one-point shots for them so on my scorecard. So I'd say let's figure out who can shoot some shots here.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume Walter, and there it is. Troy picked up the foul on Arns. We'll find out if he can make it. I'm assuming Walter can if he can shoot the three as well.
You know, I'm trying to sit here and think, I don't think I want to foul the guy that's got 13 or 11 points.
Well, and right now, Griesdorn has 11, Arns has 11, and Watchman has 13. So, and Arns.
Oh, look at that. Reese Guggenbill checks in.
Heitkamp hasn't scored yet, so.
Yeah.
Really, the only shot he's really shot has been that dunk and maybe a couple threes in the corner, but yeah, those have been off. And misses that one.
Let's go.
Opens the door here. Got to capitalize here, fellas. Briggs Overman thought about a three, drives in. Cuffs it, goes up, gets blah, ooh. Thought they were going to say a clean block, but they call foul.
And, you know, honestly, I'm okay with that pull-up. Nobody stepped up to him, and he's too good of a shooter not to shoot.
Yeah, sometimes when you over-penetrate, you take yourself out of a good shot instead of shooting that little 12 to 15-foot pull-up right there. Briggs trying to cash in on the Hall Brother free throw line. Good on that one. Nothing but net. Indians trail 39-31, 2:21 to go. Fourth quarter here. Briggs has 8 on the night. And short on that. Reached his average now. Indians extending that pressure a little bit. Roussel breaks it. Throws it over to Watcher. Over to Griesdorn, drives in. No one stops him, goes up and gets fouled by Rex, and that's going to be Rex's fourth foul.
And you know, I think if Rex, if he just stays tall, there's no foul there. Yep. You swat down and right there, Steve Shrout's already licking his chops.
Well, you know, that's one of those that people, I think, maybe forget or don't realize. You can jump up to try to block a shot as long as you go vertical straight up and down. You just can't. Once your arms come down, it's an automatic foul. Yep. Griesdorn goes up to the line and hits that one.
Got it.
Thought maybe he was going to miss that. I thought maybe we should just start hack-a-shack here of him.
Yeah.
40-31, Tigers lead. Griesdorn steps up to the line. He's got 12 on the night and no good on that one. Offensive rebound by Wilker. Does the little things for Vercel's Tiger. Gives him another chance. Watchman has the ball. All the way to the basket was Arns and didn't think we were ever going to stop the ball, but we did get a foul, so he's going to be going to the line, which he missed two earlier, so maybe not a bad decision on the Indians' part. And misses that one. 0-for-3 from the line tonight. I think maybe we found our guy.
Yeah. A little bit of that sophomore him coming out.
Eli Leonard checks in, replaces Reese Guggenbiller.
Makes the second one there.
Yep. And we're going to have a full timeout for ourselves. So let's take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
again, tomorrow night, here we have just under 2 minutes to go, but tomorrow night we do host Botkins, and that's going to be a tough game as they almost beat Rushi this week. So Alex Deuce for three, no good. Rebound for the Tigers. Outlet to Arns. They could throw it down the floor, yeah, if they wanted. Watrin adds to his point total, gets a layup.
Gets him 15.
Indians now have a huge uphill battle. Well, Rex Leverett fires a deep three, no good. Watrin gets a rebound, going to go to the free throw line as we now trail by 12, 43-31 with a minute 29. Looking ahead at games, again tomorrow we just have the boys game with Botkins here we host. Next week the girls will host Ansonia on Tuesday, and that will be simulcast with WPGW and NFHS video available. Thursday the girls host Delphi St. John's. With WPGW and NFHS on that one as well. And Watkins hits the first one on the Hall Brothers free throw line. And then Friday, the boys travel to St. John's. And no NFHS, but 4 Recovery Radio will be doing that one. So
the old bat again.
Yep. And hits that one. Giving him 17 on the night, leading score in the game. Troy Holman quickly down the floor, throws over to Rex. Rex lets a three fly, no good. Arns gets a rebound. Looks like this thing is going to be over as it's a 14-point game with a minute 19 to go. And right now it's just going to be, what's the score going to be?
Yeah, you know, and if you're Versailles, you look at their team. You got two underclassmen putting up double digits and a junior putting up 17 points. I mean, their future looks really bright. And you know, obviously, I think the Indians got a lot to look forward to. You know, if we can get some of these things figured out and really get some open looks and get some shots knocked down.
Coach pulls some guys to get them some breathers for tomorrow and save some legs, hopefully. Briggs Overman has the ball up top, drives in. Stop, turns, pops, no good. Gavin Evers with the rebound, put back, no good. Rebound is Brussels. Waltrin's walking it up. Probably won't take too many shots here, I wouldn't think. And they're going to take a timeout. Probably a full timeout. Probably get some subs in here would be my guess. So let's take a timeout. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne IGA is stocked up with all kinds of fall decorations. They have large pots of mums in a variety of colors and decorative gourds, Indian corn, and small, large, and jumbo pumpkins. You don't need to go out of town to the big box stores to get great decorations at reasonable prices. It's all right here in town. So while you're stopping by to get your groceries, be sure to check out their great selection of attractive fall decorations. Wayne IGA, your hometown store with a whole lot more.
And a host of subs for Brussels checking in here. And Marcus Briscoe has the ball up top. Hands over to Gabe White, who's a senior. Dribbling around up top. Over to Briscoe. Over to Bergman, Carson Bergman, sophomore. Over to Schmidtmeyer. Right now, just playing keep away here. Trying to hold the ball. Let the clock run out. Walk away with a 45-31 victory. We'll prove ourselves to 5-2 on the year. 2-0 in MAC play. Indians dropped 0-2 and 4-7 overall. All right. 3-2-1 goes off. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap some things up, get some scores, and hopefully have Coach Lover out here to talk to. Again, Indians lose to Versailles Tigers 45-31. We'll be back.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Marika Lane's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Again, we're back at the Forside Fieldhouse, and we see our Indians lose to the Versailles Tiger 45-31. Scoring went like this at the quarters. The Versailles Tigers led 11-6 over our Indians. Second quarter, we saw them outscore our Indians as well, 11-9. And that one, as we trailed 22-15 at half. Third quarter had some positives as we outscored them, 8-7, to chip into that lead a little bit, and it was 29-23. In the fourth quarter, though, they doubled us up 16-8 to walk away with a 45-31 victory. Leading scorers for the Indians saw Briggs Overman score 8 points. Rex Leverett was 7. Gavin Fowler was 7. And those guys all reached their averages. That's what they averaged. Alex Dews had 5. Gavin Evers with 2. And Eli Linders with 2. And for Versailles, Jordan?
Yeah, their senior number 2, A.J. Griesdorn, he finished with 12. Jace Watron, their junior, finished with 17. And another impressive sophomore for them, Drake Arnes, finished with 12. So, and then Ethan Wilker finished up with 4. So they only had 4 guys score. And, you know, 3 really good scores for the Tigers now. So,
yeah, you know, they got a lot of easy baskets in transition, pushing ahead. And, you know, that helps when you can get some defensive rebounds and get some easy looks. And then, you know, Walker was able to knock some threes down. And, you know, that's some stuff that we kind of talked about a little bit is, you know, we just have not shot the ball very well this year yet. You know, you start looking at our free throw percentages. I mean, they're below 50% on the free throw line. You know, that's 15 foot unguarded.
Yeah.
You know, those are shots you've got to be able to hit, which we're not doing. You know, we're missing the 3-point shot. We're not hitting those when we're wide open. You know, we're just kind of struggling shooting, and that's kind of the difference. And, you know, we average 39 points. We put up 31 today. We give up 44 points. You know, we gave up 45, so... You know, you start kind of looking at that, you know, obviously those numbers aren't in our favor, which is why we're setting a 4-7 record. But, you know, we're just struggling to score. And coming into the year, I didn't know if, you know, losing Kel Ramo obviously kills us.
Yeah.
You know, he's 1,400, 1,300 point scorer. That definitely hurts. And, you know, he was a guy who could get shots for us. We didn't have to run sets or out-of-bounds plays or anything like that. We could just go get Kel the ball and let him go. And then you also lost, you know, Landon and Daniel who hit some shots. And, you know, I think we're just trying to struggle to find some of those rhythms and ways to get you guys the ball.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of with what you said too, you know, defensively, 45 points isn't bad. I like to see it under that 40-point mark. But even still, for a MAC game, you know, when you hold a MAC team to that, it's not horrible. But, you know, like you said, right now I feel like some of our players too are trying to still figure out their roles. And, you know, I feel like all these teams, you know, feel like they have to have that I'm the scorer. And, you know, it really doesn't have to be like that. But, you know, you really have to make sure when you are on the floor, you take advantage of any time you can get a score or you get an open look. And hopefully we can start figuring, you know, kind of our personality out and, you know, really capitalize here with the new year. We got Coach Leverett here with us. And Coach, we already been nailing the positives.
I know what the positives are. Does it start with an F and end with a W? Two words. Well, sounds like
actually,
pro.
The positive was, you know, we get to talk to you is the positive. So
I'd like to talk to you guys in a really good mood in a couple weeks.
But, you know, I think we were talking about this before you got up here. You know, defensively, we did a good job tonight holding them to 45 points. I thought our defense has been solid.
They got the 40 after we had to scramble around and give up layups.
Yeah, it's just we know the other part of that is on the other side of the scoreboard is we're just struggling to score right now.
You know, we're trying different offenses. We put more of a patterned offense in. And granted, guys, we've only had four practices, if that. One was a shoot around that we put it in yet. So I thought that got Gavin some looks early on. And then we had to go more of our ball handoff offense just to be more aggressive out of it because we were down, which is more catered to Briggs Overman. Like I just told the guys, it's nothing major. If it was something colossal, I would be nervous, but it's just little things, you know. We cleaned up free throws tonight, all right? We just got to figure out a way to score. And we're trying that, you know. Like I said, we've changed our offense around a little bit. We'll get more comfortable in that as it goes. So, that being said, we'll have to get ready and come back and play.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about that new offense out there, and we really both kind of agreed, you know, it's awesome looks for those guys down there. And, you know, those short curls, and,
right.
You know, if we can get that reverse pass and get the ball in there a little quicker. And,
yeah.
You know, we were talking about the, you know, timing's everything in basketball.
Yeah.
You know that, and the attention to details. And, you know, when you only have so many days to put something in, you know, from the little bit we've seen, you know, I definitely think it's something that's going to benefit this group of kids for sure.
In 6 games in 10 days, you know, we haven't had much time to rep stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even hard to find time to watch film, to be honest with you. So, we'll get through it. Like I said, it's nothing major. It's just a bunch of little things that we've got to clean up. And to be honest with you, it's probably just scoring the basketball. I mean, I think you guys would agree with us. Like, defensively, we're probably there. Our max standings came out last night, and I think we're second or third in the league in what we're holding teams defensively. So, you know, that's something to be said. We got a couple kids in the leaderboards in certain areas. We just got to put a dang ball in the hoop. That's the bottom line, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And
so when you guys figure that out, we'll have a little coaches meeting, and we'll get it going. And then that way I can, if it doesn't work, I can blame you two knuckleheads.
Well, you know, again, it's you're not winning anything right now in the month of January. And the ultimate goal, you know, you and I talked about this, other places. And, you know, the MAC championship probably for us is out of the way right now. We're 0-2. We got obviously a long road ahead.
Yeah.
Delphus, Marion, St. Henry. But the thing is, we still have a chance to end on a positive and do something we haven't done a lot of here recently, and that's win sectional championships. So,
right. Yeah, and
the goal's still there.
Oh, no doubt. That is the goal at this point, is to win another sectional, which hasn't happened back-to-back in a few years. So, you know, we got one last year, fortunate enough. So, you know, that has to, I think, become our focus, is the big picture of be clicking at the end of the year.
And hopefully the kids, you know, it's always tough. You lose a couple games in a row, and then kids start getting down on their confidence, and hopefully we can keep those.
They're not. They're positive right now.
They
understand. They're smart kids, so I'm not worried about that. Those kids aren't going to quit in that locker room. I know they won't.
That's great. And then we got Bakken's coming in tomorrow.
Yep. They had Anna tonight, which I'm sure was a slugfest. Had their first loss on Tuesday against a really, really, really good Rushi team by 4, which tells you how good Botkins is. So
yeah, I saw some highlights of that one.
Yeah, they're going to get up in us. They'll run and jump some more. They'll be a lot more aggressive than Versailles was as far as guarding the ball. So we'll have to be strong with it. Some more reps in our offense, and hopefully our defense steps up and can keep us in it tight. So,
all right. Well, sounds good.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach Lover.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, again, Indians lose to Versailles. Tigers 45-31. And from Jordan Winter and Brian Patch, we'll be wrapping things up here with Neil Spencer. And thanks for listening, and hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Our Indians lose tonight to a pretty good Versailles team, 45-31. We just couldn't hit our shots again. That's happened to us pretty much every game the last two or three weeks. And we've been getting good shots off, guys that can shoot, and they're not going in the hole. They're just missing. So a little frustrating, but Indians are, we're hustling, we're playing strong, and doing a lot of good things. So we hope that tomorrow against a really tough Botkins team, we can get the ship uprighted and go. So that's tomorrow, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast, and our audio will be on the NFHS video like tonight. And then next week, the girls on Tuesday will host Ansonian, will simulcast WPGW, and their audio will be on the NFHS video. Then Thursday, the girls will host Duff of St. John's and will simulcast WPGW, and that audio will be on the NFHS video. And then Friday, the boys will be at Duff of St. John's, and that'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. And I don't think they have NFHS video. They might have huddle. I don't know. And if they do, they probably do not have audio with it, but they might. 107.1 does some of their games, and 99.7 does some of their games. But I don't remember seeing anything up there where you can connect to their video if they have it. So that'll be something that'll just be you can watch on the broadcast or listen on our broadcast, and if they do have video somewhere, we'll try to let you know about it. But as far as I know, they don't have any. But if they do, you'll have to use your pause buttons for each thing and try to get the audio connected with the coordinated with the video. So again, tomorrow Botkins here, boys. Tuesday girls host Ansonia here. Thursday girls host Delphi St. John's here, and Friday the boys are at Delphi St. John's. So that's what's coming up. Again, Indians lose 45-31 here. Had it down to, I think, 7 points, and had the ball. A couple of things could have happened, but they didn't, and we could have gotten a little better outcome. But that's not how it went. We always seem to be right on the cusp of one good shot somewhere that goes in and switches the momentum, and we could get right back in a ball game. And when we were down 7, if we could have made 2 or 3, we'd be down to 4 or 5 and have the momentum switch to get a steal and get another basket, and we have all the momentum, and it just didn't work that way. We've had a lot of games that way, in a certain spot near the end of the game, if a couple of things had happened right, we would have maybe had a little different outcome. So anyway, again, boys lose 45-31 to a pretty good Versailles team, and we'll be back tomorrow night with the Botkins Trojans coming to town. And we appreciate everybody listening, appreciate our sponsors, and we really appreciate Brian Patch and Jordan Winter announcing the game for us. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by
the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast, and the sports department of Farm Recovery Internet Radio.